Dollar Mission, Dollar, because I spent a mate the sea over it. Because I saw a mate from a crook in the mouth of a crow. Something how I loved Dollar Caitlin versus a yucky. And we have a something that maybe the crow with the mace in its mouth flew right over a person or right over Caleb that were in a Rishus HaYach. And it didn't, that if a mace is right above a person or Caleb, the person or the Caleb would become Tame. And the mace is Mitame Baal, it's Mitame everything. Underneath the same roof of the mace, and so too, if a mace is directly above a person or Caleb, the person or the Caleb would become Tame. Safek Adam Tame, Safek Caleb Tar. The ruling it, that the suffix that involves a person, when we have a suffix, whether it flew above a person, that suffix would be ruled as being tummy. While the suffix that involves kalem, the suffix that we have, that maybe it flew directly above utensil, that suffix would be ruled as tar. And the reason is, as was had earlier, that a suffix tuma, that is in a Rishus HaYachid, the suffix is ruled as being tummy. And here we're talking about where the suffix was in a Rishus HaYachid. But we qualify that by saying that when do we say suffix tuma versus Rishus HaYachid is tummy? That's only if it involves a davar sheyesh bo das lishol. The suffix involves a person that has das, and we can ask him whether he became tummy or not. So in this case, where the suffix involves a person, and we're talking about an adult that has das, and we can ask him whether he was tummy or not, of course the answer would be that he doesn't know. But since he has das and it's a davar sheyesh bo das lishol, the suffix is ruled as being tummy, as opposed to when we have a suffix, is the bird flew directly above kalem or not. Such a suffix is a suffix by a davar she'ein bo das lishol. We can't ask the kalem whether it had become tamei or not. So even though it's a suffix tuma versus a yachid, that suffix would be ruled as being taught. Hamamale ba'asar dvim v'nimza sheretz be'echad meher hu tamei v'kulan tahir. Somebody who draws 10 pails, one after the other, from the well. And after he draws all 10 pails from the well, he found a sheretz in the bottom of one of the pails. Only that pail in which the sheretz was found is tamei, and the other pails are tar. Even though it's possible that all 10 pails had become tummy, as maybe this sheretz originally was in the well. And when he lowered each of the 10 pails into the water, maybe each one of them came into contact with the sheretz, and the sheretz was only drawn up from the well in the last pail. Even though that's possible, we still only rule the pail that the sheretz was found in as being tummy. The reason being that we have a clock, hey machzik in tumay mi makom le makom, meaning to say, and when we find a tumah in one place, we don't have to be machmer and be concerned that maybe that tumah was originally somewhere else. So therefore, in this case, that the sheretz was found in the pail, we don't have to be machmer and be afraid that maybe the sheretz originally was in the well and was metame all the pails. We don't say that. Since the sheretz was found in one pail, only that pail is tumah. We don't have to be concerned that the sheretz originally was in the well. Hamara mekli lekli, v'nim to sheretz betachton, ha'elyon ta. Somebody pours water from one kli into a second kli, and the sheretz was found in the bottom of the second kli. Only the second kli would be tummy, not the first kli. And even though it's possible that the sheretz was originally in the first kli, and that kli became tummy from the sheretz, and then when you poured the water from the first kli into the second kli, the sheretz was also transferred together with the water into the second kli. Even though that's a possibility, we are not machmer, we are not concerned for that. And since the sheretz was found in the second kli, we assume it was there all along, it was never in the first kli at all. As we explain, when we find a tumah in one place, we don't have to be concerned that the tumah was originally somewhere else. Over the following six fakos, six uncertainties, we would burn tumah. The following six tumahs, Rabbanan, were guided that they are tumah, may suffer. As the suffer, whether they are tumah, the Rabbanan decreed that they should be regarded as being tumah. And if any of the following six fakers came into contact with tumah, the tumah would be burnt. Our suffix, base of prize. The first suffix is a base of prize, a field, which contained a cavern. And that field was plowed over. The Rabbanan were guided that the dirt of that field should be regarded as tumah, as maybe an etzem, a bone from a mace, the size of a sower, the size of a barley, which is the minimum size for a mace, to be mitameh. Maybe that got dragged along with the plow and is found in the dirt of this field. So therefore, the dirt of this field should be regarded as tummy. And if the dirt of this field came into contact with truma, or somebody who touched or carried the dirt of this field came into contact with truma, the truma would be burnt. V'al safek afor haba may eretz amin. Or the safek of dirt that came from eretz amin, dirt that came from outside of eretz Yisrael, So Rabbanan decree that dirt that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael should be regarded as tamei, as maybe there's a bone the size of a seira mixed in with this dirt. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, anybody who touches or carries this dirt and then comes into contact with truma, the truma would be burnt. Or if the truma itself came into contact with the offer from the Eretz Yisrael, and the truma would be burnt. Al safek big day amar. If truma came into contact with begotten with clothing from an amar, the truma would be burnt, as Rabbanan have decreed that the begotten of an amar should be regarded as tamei. As an amar is somebody who is ignorant and not proficient in hilchos truma. So therefore, it's possible that when his wife was Anita, she sat down or lay down on his clothing, causing it to become an avhat truma. So therefore, the Rabbanan decreed that it should be tamei, and if it comes into contact with truma, the truma would be burnt. If we find Kalim Asayim and Shitzaram, they're also regarded as Tameh. As we have a topic, maybe this Kli, which was found outside, had become Tameh from Meis, so they have to be regarded as Tameh, and therefore, if they come into contact with Truma, the Truma has to be burnt. Al-Safek HaRokin HaNim Sa'am. Saliva that is found outside of Shitzaram is also regarded as Tameh Meis Safek. Maybe the saliva came from Zav or Zava or Anita, and would therefore be an Avat Tuma. If Truma comes into contact with that saliva, the truma must be burnt. Al suffik may ragle yada. Shehen keneged may ragle behema. The last suffik is urine from a person that was found outside, and it was found next to urine from a behema. Even though it was found next to the urine of a behema, and maybe this urine really didn't come from a person, it came from a behema, as there's reason to think so, since it was found next to the urine of the behema. So we have a suffik whether the urine came from a person at all. And even if it did come from a person, we have a suffik whether it came from a zav, zava, or nida. As the urine from a zav, zav, or anita is an avha tuma. Even though we have two spakas over here, and it's a fake spakas rabbanan, we're geyser that if tuma comes into contact with it, the tuma would be burnt. Avadai magon, shahu safek tumasan, sarfin etha tuma. If it is certain that tuma came into contact with any of the six spakas that the Mishnah mentions over here, even though these tumas are only tamei me safek, the rabbanan decree their tamei only me safek, even so, when the truma comes into contact with any of these things, the truma must be burnt. Rabbi Yezi, I'm afa suffik magon birishishayach. Rabbi Yezi said, not only if the truma for sure came into contact with any of the six tumas mentioned here, would we burn the truma, even if we have a suffik, whether the truma came into contact with any of the six fakers mentioned here, if that suffik occurred in a rishishayach, a private domain, we would burn truma as it did in the suffik tuma birishishayach. Spako tame, when we have a suffix tuma in Rosh Hashayachid, that suffix is regarded as being tame. The Chacham Maimrim, Rosh Hashayachid, Toilin, Uber, Rosh Hashayachid. Chachamim disagree. They say that the only time we would burn tuma is if we know for sure that it came into contact with the tumas mentioned in this Mishnah. But if we have a suffix whether it came into contact with any of the tumas mentioned in this Mishnah, if that suffix occurred in Rosh Hashayachid, we would be Toilin. We wouldn't burn the tuma, nor would we eat it. We would keep it in suspense, as only when we're certain that the truma came into contact with any of the tumas mentioned here would we burn the truma. But in this case, we have a spake, a double uncertainty, as all the tumas mentioned over here are only a suffix in the first place, and we also have a suffix whether the truma came into contact with it. So since it's a spake, we cannot burn the truma. Instead, we would keep it in suspense. And if the suffix occurred in Rosh Hashanah, in the public domain, we have a suffix whether the tumma came into contact with any of the six tumas mentioned in this mission, then the truma would be regarded as tar. As the din is a suffik tumah b'rishusharabim spekot tar. When we have a suffik tumah in a rishusharabim, that suffik is regarded as tar. And certainly in this case, where it's a spek speka, a double uncertainty, the tumah itself is only a suffik, and we have a suffik whether the tumah came into contact with any of the tumahs mentioned here, the tumah would be regarded as tar according to the Chacham.